Loku kwethulwe ngumnumzana George Charamba, umhleli wenhlelo kohlangothi lwabaphathintambo bakahulumende, njalo isikhulumeli sikamnangagwa othi kuza kuba nzima ukuba umnangagwa ahambe emhlanganweni lo oqala ngeviki ezayo ngoba ubanjwe ngumsebenzi omningi kakhulu. UCharamba uthe umnangagwa uzamelwa emhlanganweni lo ngumphathintambo kahulumende obona ngokudlelana namanye amazwe, umnumzana Frederick Shaba. Lokhu ngokokuqala ukuba umkhokheli weZimbabwe athume umuntu ukuba amele emhlanganweni lo. Wayengumongameli weZimbabwe uMoyi uRobert Mugabe wangena yonke imihlangano le kusukela ngesikhathi ilizwe lithola uzibuse. Abalandela ezombusazwe bathi kulokuxokozela okumangalisayo kubandla leZANU-PF ngodaba lokusuka kwamnangagwa esikhundleni. Umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yeFreedom Alliance uthi kukhona ukujaya amanzi amnyama kubandla elibusayo.
I-statement lesi esiphumileyo siyatshengisa ukuthi kukhona okunuka santungwana. Ngokubona kwethu yikuthi ubengeke ithuba lokuya ku-UN aliyekele ngale indlela le. So ke okuyizinto lokhu ngakukhangela ukuthi kuwa iframachina kwenzakala izinto ngendlela ezenzakala ngayo kuyasolisa. Kukhona okungabe kufihlwa, kungabe kuyikucabangelana. Kutsho ukuthi i-factionalism ekuzani yona leyo isitshengisa ke ububi bayo. Kuyesatshwana la. Akula ukuthi khona kungayekelwa kuthiwe khona i-program i-dance kuyini kanti okwenziwayo. Abakwenzayo okukhulu ngoba uhleli efuna umnangagwa ukuhamba enithuba nje likhona efuna ukuthi khona ngabe uyahamba. Angiboni mina ukuthi uyaziyeke uyekela nje ngokuthi athi hayi ubhizi.
Umnumzana Ebhidlela Ncube okunhlanganiso ye-Consumer Rights Association of Zimbabwe uthi akuvamanga ukuba umongameli weZimbabwe engahambi emhlanganweni lo omkhulu.
Ngabe bekuwamanye amazwe ngabe kakumangalisa ukuthi umongameli angayi ukuyakhuluma ku-UN General Assembly, ngokuba kulawo mazwe vele bajwayele ukuthi umongameli kabayi ku-United Nations kuso sonke isikhathi, baya uma ithuba likhona uma isikhathi sibavumela kumbe impilo inhle. Ngakho-ke abajwaya luvalo nxa bebona umongameli engayanga. Thina kusuka esikweni kusuka ekujwayeleni mhlambe, ngoba kusuka ngo-1980 uMgabe nguyobe siya izikhathi zonke umnyaka lomnyaka angathumeli umuntu. Abantu mhlambe sesazisajwayela ukuthi vele kumele kwenziwe ngaleyo ndlela. Yebo kambe kungabe kukhona okuhluphayo ekhaya okumdingayo umongameli osokusenza ukuthi angasukuma ahamba azihambele namathupha. Kumbe njalo sokule ndlela entsha yokusebenza esingayijwayelanga esiphikisana nalokho kwabasengqondweni zethu.
Kodwa umnumzana Joseph Juma omele iphelandaba jabalala edalela ephalamende ekubandla leZANU-PF uthi kuyamangalisa sokukhulunywa ngabanye abantu ngodaba lolu.
Abantu kwesi sikhathi bayadidanisa ingqondo. Nxa umongameli esithi uyaphuma esiya endaweni yabo ungabona nabo United Nations General Assembly, abanye uzabekhala besithi ye udlalisa imali, ye uhambele abantu abaningi, ye watsha amaqata wasala umsobho. Namhlanje sokuphuma i-Eastern Minister sokuthi hayi akayi, sokufuna ukukhulunywa futhi. Lokhu kufundisa ukuthi vele akunanto engena nkulumo. Whether wenze kahle kumbe wenze kabi inkulumo ikhona. Okusalayo umongameli njengoba kubhaliwe lapho bana hayi kulokuningi okwenzakalayo la amele aphathisane ngakho. Njengoba ukwazi bana uyatsho bana ukuthi ilizwe lakhiwa ngabanikazi balo.
Umnangagwa ubekhangelelwe ukuba uzakhuluma emhlanganweni lo ngolwesithathu. Nyangenye wethula umbiko ekhala ngezithezo zenotho ezetheswa inkokheli yebandla leZANU-PF ngamazwe entshonalanga. Kusenjalo umhleli wezindaba wephephandaba le-Financial Gazette le-Daily News umnumzana Carter Minyuki uhambe esikolweni sikamongameli eHarare namhla, lapho axolise ngokulotshwe liphephandaba lakhe elifisele umnangagwa ukuba alale ngokuthula. Umbiko lo ubufakwe ku-advertisement yebutho bekufiselwa khona umnangagwa usuku oluhle lokuzalwa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, ngingu Gibbs Dube.